In this bulletin, the federal government ramps up its COVID-19 messaging targeting multicultural communities. Labor calls for a bipartisan energy policy framework. And in tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic tests positive to coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's confident the coronavirus public health campaign is reaching multicultural communities. The comments come as Victoria attempts to control a recent spike in community transmission. Mr. Hunt has told SBS News the recent increase in cases is not the so-called second wave of coronavirus. But he says if it gets out of hand, it could be.
Right now, we have relatively low case numbers, but not as low as we would like. We're always driving towards zero, but what we want to do is to clearly get these case numbers down, and that means we have to test as widely as possible, have people practice physical distancing and stay away from work or school if they are ill.
The federal opposition is calling for a national bipartisan energy policy framework. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison requesting to begin negotiations. The formal request aims to set an energy target and is seen as an olive branch in a policy area that has long caused divisions. A new survey shows as many as 94% of Australians think the federal government should seek new markets to ease the country's reliance on China. China is Australia's number one trading partner. But amid some fragility in the relationship during the coronavirus pandemic, the Lowy Institute survey shows trust in China has dropped to 23%, less than half of what it was 2 years ago. The top infectious disease expert in the United States says black people in the country have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19 because of institutional racism. Dr. Anthony Fauci says black people in the US are more likely to have jobs that are considered essential, putting them face to face with the general public rather than working from home. He also says they are more likely to suffer from underlying health conditions that worsen the symptoms of the virus, like high blood pressure and diabetes. Dr. Fauci says the effects of long-established racism can be seen throughout the pandemic.
The African-American community has suffered from racism for a very, very long period of time, and I cannot imagine that that has not contributed to the conditions that they find themselves in, economically and otherwise.
Smoking rates in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities have fallen by almost 10% in the last 15 years. A review by researchers at the Australian National University found that Aboriginal-led health programs delivered at a national and local level were a key part of the success in driving down rates. Co-author of the report, Associate Professor Ray Lovett, a Wongaibon man from Western New South Wales, says the decline in smoking rates will save tens of thousands of lives.
We have been able to look at data up to 2014, where we were able to estimate that around 30,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lives have been saved just due to that decline in smoking rates. And most of the declines are coming across major urban areas, regional areas, and particularly in younger age groups.
In tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic has tested positive to COVID-19 after participating in an exhibition series he organised in Serbia and Croatia. It comes after three more high-profile tennis players tested positive to coronavirus after a tournament that was widely criticised for going ahead despite health and safety warnings. Croatia's Borna Djoric, Grigor Dimitrov of Bulgaria and Viktor Troitsky are in isolation and receiving medical treatment. And now for a look at today's weather. A possible early shower in Perth and 20, morning fog and a shower or two in Adelaide, 15, mostly cloudy in Melbourne, 16, rain easing in Hobart, 14, early fog in Canberra, also 14, mostly sunny in Wollongong, 17, similar conditions in Sydney, 18, sunny in Newcastle, also 18, similar conditions in Brisbane, 21, mostly sunny in Cairns, 26, and sunny in Darwin and 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.